We start this week's edition with news from Heathfield and District, generously sponsored by Melina Joy Opticians.
A 59-year-old business consultant from Heathfield is embarking on an epic 1,000-kilometre cycling challenge to Spain to raise funds for his brother, who is living with a rare form of bone cancer. Harry Crane will tackle the 10-day journey starting on the 28th of June, inspired by his brother George, who has chondrosarcoma, which has left the former entrepreneur and teacher wheelchair-bound and in constant pain following a gruelling 9-hour operation to remove a tumour from his spine. George started having back pain in September 2022 and saw his GP. The pain wouldn't go away, and George was eventually referred for some scans. In early 2023, he was diagnosed with chondrosarcoma in his pelvis and around his sacrum at the base of his spine. He had a 9-hour operation to remove the tumour, but was left with reduced movement in his legs and now has to use crutches. George, 57, from Lincolnshire, had to stop his job as a teacher and move to a bungalow. He is not cancer-free and has regular scans to check his health. Harry said, "This has been completely life-changing for George, and he is still in some pain, but he has battled so hard and is an inspiration." Harry, a keen cyclist, is taking part in the challenge with three friends for charity Sarcoma UK that funds vital research, offers support for anyone affected by sarcoma, and campaigns for better treatments. It is the only cancer charity in the UK focusing on all types of sarcoma. Harry and his friends will cycle to Portsmouth and take an overnight ferry to St Malo in France. They will then cycle to Spain and back to Biarritz in France before flying home to the UK. Commenting on his brother's challenge, George said, "Having been diagnosed with chondrosarcoma, I was told that surgery was the only curative treatment. Sadly, despite removing a third of my pelvis and most of my sacrum on the left-hand side, the cancer persisted and is now incurable. I'm incredibly grateful for the help I've had at the Royal Orthopaedic Hospital in Birmingham, but there must be a better way to treat this awful disease. It may be rare and often undiagnosed in time, but when it does manifest itself, the outcome is often amputation or severe impairment. So little research is done in this area, so every pound you can spare will help to find new and innovative treatments that are less devastating than surgery. Your generosity buys hope in the darkest of times." Sarcoma UK's Director of Research, Policy and Support, Dr. Sorrel Bickley, said, "We're incredibly grateful to Harry for taking on this amazing 1,000-kilometre cycling challenge for his brother George. The funds he raises will directly support vital research like Dr. Mandy Peffer's groundbreaking work at the University of Liverpool, which is investigating the genetic switches that control chondrosarcoma. This type of research is crucial for patients like George because traditional treatments often don't work for this rare bone cancer. Dr. Peffer's study of a small RNA molecule could help unlock entirely new treatment approaches and give hope to the hundreds of people diagnosed with chondrosarcoma each year. Every pound Harry raises brings us closer to better outcomes for sarcoma patients."
There have been a number of deer collisions reported on the A267 near the crematorium. If motorists hit deer, they should park in a safe place with hazard lights on, and they should call 101 if the deer is on the side of the road and not causing a danger to others. Deer often cross the roads in the same locations. Where there are deer warning signs, motorists should slow down, stay alert, and be prepared to stop. Deer often travel in groups, so if drivers see one crossing the road, they should slow down and drive with caution, as others may follow. There are estimated to be more than 74,000 deer-related traffic collisions across the UK every year, and that risk increases during the mating season in October and November. As part of its Deer Aware campaign, East Sussex County Council is encouraging people to take care in heavily wooded areas or where there are deer warning signs, as these are places where deer are most likely to venture out, particularly around dawn and dusk.
Le Marché 2025 is on bank holiday Monday, the 25th of August 2025. Open at 10 a.m. until the market closes at 4 p.m. Heathfield's famous Anglo-French market is taking place on August bank holiday Monday, as it has done for the past 28 years. It is the longest running Anglo-French market in the whole of the South East. This fantastic all-day event draws visitors into the town of Heathfield from far and wide, so please come and join us. You will not be disappointed, whether it is your first visit or your 10th. It's all free. Free entertainment, free park and ride, and free programme of events. Station Road and Station Approach will be closed to traffic all day to allow the extravaganza to take place. A full musical entertainment programme is planned to suit all ages and tastes, together with a market of around 80 stalls, French and British, selling all kinds of mouth-watering goodies. And more of our shops are opening. You will be pleasantly surprised to discover what Heathfield has to offer.
For those who have yet to discover Rapkin's Garden Nursery, you are certainly in for a treat. This independent, family-run nursery specialises in cottage garden plants and can be found in Street End Lane, Broad Oak. Rapkin's Nursery was started by plant enthusiast Stephen Moore, who sadly passed away Christmas Eve 2023 from motor neurone disease. And Morag is continuing to run the nursery with the help of volunteers. Morag is continuing to run the nursery with the help of volunteers. At Rapkin's Nursery, she says, we have been growing plants in our idyllic country setting for over 30 years. We currently have so many beautiful plants that it really does feel like a wonderful garden and place to be. With several places to sit and relax, we encourage you to bring a flask and enjoy some downtime in our colourful, tranquil setting. We are open on Tuesdays, Thursdays, Friday and Saturday from 10:30 a.m. until 5 p.m.
There are 2 months to go until the Mayfield Bonfire Carnival on Saturday, September the 20th. Helpers will be working to get torches ready for assembly, which begins at the Scout Hut this month. They will be there on every Saturday in August from 10 to 1 p.m, assembling the 5,000 torches needed for the processions. Many local societies buy new wooden battens each year to make torches, but in Mayfield they prefer to use local materials and reuse where possible, which is better for the environment and fundraising. So they cut fresh hazel sticks from local farms and reprocess used sticks where possible. The committee has been working through a mountain of thousands of burnt torches and so far has salvaged more than 4,000 sticks, which are now prepped and ready to drill.
Temperatures of 30 degrees plus at the start of last week caused newly laid tarmac to melt in Cross in Hand. The B2106, the main route from Heathfield via Halland and Ringmer to Lewes, had been resurfaced with tarmac and a stone top dressing from Cross in Hand to the Uckfield turning. But on Monday and Tuesday, cyclists, drivers and walkers placed posts on social media to say that the surface was melting. Damien Poland said, "While the newly resurfaced area down by the Clark's Jaguar place has melted," and Leroy Squires added, "I just rode on that road with my push bike. Cars are flying, stones everywhere." Motorists dubbed the surface dressing as cheap, saying it is a complete waste of money and now needs to be done again. But on Tuesday, Damien Poland added, "It has been swept and cleared with very little loose gravel, but the tar that was gluing the gravel to the road has melted." And Philippa Rumans added, "You can drive on it, but it's very slippery." Kathy Morgan warned, "Please be careful of your pets on the hot, melted tarmac. Take care." A spokesperson from East Sussex County Council told the Express, "The excessive heat, which results in extremely high road surface temperatures, can soften newly laid asphalt, and we would urge motorists to take extra care when temperatures are high. We are aware of issues on the B2012 at Cross in Hand, and we attended on Monday to add more chippings to the area to firm up the surface."
Mayfax Men Shed in East Street, Mayfield, has freshly picked produce ready outside the Mayfax office for tasting. Please come and take some, bring bags and enjoy. Any donations would be gratefully received. Cash into the box or card machine available inside. Mondays, Tuesdays and Wednesdays between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. More and more produce will now follow from the shed, and we also welcome any surplus donations from local growers, allotments, gardens, businesses, etc. We are not only wanting to bring freshly grown produce to the community, but also ensuring we reduce waste by getting surplus to those who can use it. So if you have any produce or food items that you cannot use, please let us know or bring it along to the Mayfax office Monday, Tuesday or Wednesday mornings for us to put out for others to utilise. Thanks to all the incredible garden volunteers down at Mayfax Community Shed who have been working hard to grow for us.
And that brings us to the end of the news for Heathfield and District.